Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Seeking the Kingdom. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Do you not know that being the world's friend is being God's enemy? Is it that clear? Is it that distinct? You're on this side or you're on that side? God's your father or Satan's your father? You're in the kingdom or you're out of the kingdom? You're born from above or you're of this world beneath? It's true. 1 John 2:15 says, don't love or cherish the world or the things that are in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in him. Do you love the world? You remember Paul had people that traveled with him, that left him. And he said, they departed from me, having loved this present world. They were with Paul. They were on the road with him. They heard the messages. They saw the people get saved. They saw the churches get started. They saw the miracles. But still, they got to a place where they said, you know, I'm not going on the next trip. Where are you going? I'm going to Vegas. I want to live. I want to make the most of what time I got left. I want to party. I want to have fun. Like you couldn't have any fun serving God. But too many have made that choice. They have chosen, even people that have gone to church, even people that have been exposed to the good things of God, have said, I love the world. I love, now when we say the world, we're talking about godless world. The world's system and the world's ways and the world's things that are devoid of God. Godless. Say it out loud, I don't love the world. I love God. I'm not a friend of the world. I don't love the world. I don't love the things that's in the world. We use what we need to down here, but we must not get attached to it or covet it. Go with me to 2 Corinthians, please. 2 Corinthians. Now, there's an enmity. Can you see this? Oh, I know it's not politically correct. It's not socially. The social idea is, why can't we just all get along? Let's just all get along. Because we're all basically children of the same God. No, we're not. That's a lie. That's not true. We're not all children of the same God. That's a big lie. Do you believe the Bible?
Yes.
2 Corinthians talks about this. 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter and the 14th verse. What does it say? Be ye not unequally yoked together with believers. Unbelievers, excuse me. What are you laughing at? You enjoy it way too much when I make a mistake. Don't be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness, and communion has light with darkness? What's the answer to that? What's the answer? How much? A little bit? Some? How much? Here, the believer is called righteousness. The unbeliever is called unrighteousness. The believer is called light. The unbeliever is called darkness. And let me read these to you from some other translations. The Living Bible. Do we have that one? Don't be teamed with those who do not love the Lord. For what do the people of God have in common with the people of sin? How can light live with darkness? Keep reading. What harmony can there be between Christ and the devil?
Yeah, right.
So when you're saying, let's all just get along, you're saying Jesus and the devil just need to get along. Not gonna happen. Right? And if that's not going to happen, then it's not going to happen down here, that people whose father is the devil are going to get along perfectly with people whose father is God. Because we, our natures are completely different. Our missions are completely different. We're not going to jive. Now that doesn't mean that you have to be mean to people and rude to people. And, you know, Jesus was a friend of sinners. He was called that in the sense that he would eat with people. He would talk to people. But it doesn't mean they hung out together and were buddies. There's a difference. Can you see what he's talking about? You can't run with people, fellowship with people day and night when they're wanting to do evil and you're wanting to do good. Light and darkness. Righteousness, unrighteousness. Read the good news on this. Do we have the good news translation? Do not try to work together as equals with unbelievers, for it cannot be done. How can right and wrong be partners? How can light and darkness live together? What's the answer to this? They can't. Are we reading the New Testament? They can't. Verse 15. How can Christ and the devil agree? They never are. What does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? Your nature's totally different. Keep reading. 16. How can God's temple come to terms with pagan idols? We are the temple of the living God. As God Himself has said, I'll make my home with my people and live among them. I'll be their God. They shall be my people. Keep reading. So the Lord says, you must leave and separate yourselves from them. Is this still true today? Have nothing to do with what's unclean, and I will accept you. Verse 18, I'll be your father, you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Do you have to choose? Can you be in both? Can you? You can't. People have tried, but you can't. You can't. Thank you, Lord, for the truth. Thank you, Lord, for the truth. The BBE says, don't keep company with, don't become partners with, don't be in close association with unbelievers. The Weymouth, if we have the Weymouth, put that up. This is very good because it describes this. The Weymouth translation says, do not come into close association with unbelievers like oxen yoked with asses. How well do you think donkeys and oxen are going to work together in the same yoke? They're different critters. They're different animals. Their natures and functions are different. Is there that much difference between a believer and an unbeliever? There is. There is. Go with me to Matthew 13, please. Matthew, the 13th chapter. And we'll begin about verse 10. Now, if you want to learn something about the kingdom of God, this 13th chapter of Matthew is rich, rich, rich. Basically, the whole chapter talks about the kingdom. And verse after verse after verse, Jesus says, the kingdom of God is like. The kingdom of God is as this. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God. Showing us how to understand the kingdom, how the kingdom operates, the future of what's going to happen in the kingdom. And the Bible said in verse 10, the disciples came and they said to Jesus, why do you speak to them in parables? Why would they say that? They're saying, why don't you just make it plain? Why don't you just say what you're talking about? Because he's telling stories. He's talking about fishing and farming and, right? Yeah. And they're saying, Lord, why not just come out and say it? And why do you keep talking parables? Verse 11, Jesus answered and said, because it's given to you to know the mysteries of what? The kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Keep going. Whosoever has, to him will be given. He'll have more abundance. Whoever has not, from him will be taken away, even what he has. How many times did the Lord say to him that has ears to hear, let him hear? So what does that, does everybody have ears to hear then? No, they don't. Did you know that God is a God who hides Himself? Isaiah 45:15. Someone said, I thought God's a God who reveals Himself. He's that too. To some, He hides Himself, and to some, He reveals Himself. You know, that don't seem fair. That's just because something's wrong with your seamer. Because He is perfectly fair. But He said, don't cast your pearls before swine, don't give that which is holy to the dogs. What does that mean? Don't give precious things to those that despise them and don't value them. And so there are many who don't have ears to hear. They don't want to know the truth. They don't want to see it. If you gave it to them, all they'd do is despise it, mock it, and make fun of it. And to many of these, their whole life, it'll be like there is no God. The things of God will be completely obscured for them. But to them that'll value and hear it and receive it and believe it and do it, they'll get more. And He'll show them more. And He'll show us. Come on, are you going to identify with this bunch? Us more and more. We'll have abundance of light and truth to walk in. And He has. Hadn't He been good to us? Faith Life Church. He has been good to us, showing us. I'm believing for a lot more light. Are you believing with me? I would ask you, pray for us. Believe with us. The Lord has given us revelation, but there is so much more. I said, there is so much more. There are things He would open up to us that I think we'd just stand with our mouth open for 2 days and go, but we always thought, and they said, and it'll clear up for us, and we'll know, and we'll see, and will the truth make us free? Yes. Believe with me, saints. Yes. Believe with me. And with all our ministers and with other ministries, and let's come up to a whole nother place of understanding and light. He said, to you it's given to know the mysteries. To them it's not. Do you hear what Jesus said? I'm praying for them. I'm not praying for the world. Now, if I'd have said that, you'd have probably corrected me. Oh, Brother Keith, you should be more compassionate for the world. Jesus is right. And all who will believe, they're going to have the opportunity to. Multiple opportunities. But there are some that no matter what comes, they are not going to turn loose of their stubbornness or their unbelief. And to them, it's not given. They wouldn't value it anyway.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Seeking the Kingdom, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.